Nolte, Austin ban on public camping shows limits of woke agenda. By John Nolte on May 3, 2021. With an overwhelming vote reinstating a ban on public camping, Austin, Texas, one of the most left-wing cities in the country, proves woke Tartary has its limits in real life. By a margin of 58-42%, the far-left city voted in favor of Proposition B, which reinstated a ban on public camping the mayor and city council overturned in 2019. After the ban's repeal, it was suddenly legal to camp and sleep in public spaces. The reinstatement of the ban not only outlaws public camping on city sidewalks, under overpasses, and in parks, it outlaws aggressive panhandling. To take their city back, a bipartisan group called Save Austin now got the proposition on the ballot, which Austin's mayor and homeless advocates opposed. The far-left New York Times sure is angry over the ban's reinstatement, writing in what is falsely labeled as a straight news story. And voters in Austin overwhelmingly favored reinstating a ban on public camping, a decisive victory for those seeking to keep homeless people from erecting tents in certain spots across the city. Homelessness is a contested issue in the state capital, and critics argued that the proposal to ban camping didn't offer alternatives to people with no place to sleep. Allowing the homeless, who are mostly the mentally ill and addicts, to camp on any public ground they wish is pure lunacy, a sure way to destroy your city, which is what Save Austin now campaigned to stop. There are countless reports that Austin's homeless were destroying everything they touched with their filthy and dangerous tent cities. The overturned ban was also attracting homeless from outside Austin, so this was a growing problem. Talk about a safety issue, not to mention the effect on local businesses and property owners. Austin Mayor Steve Adler, a Democrat who vocally opposed reinstating the camping ban he overturned and even tried to spin the early vote results, now says the ban will be enforced. He added, "No one has ever wanted tents or camping in this city. But we have never had the plan that enough people would agree to move forward or enough resources to do that. What a baby. Honestly, why would the people of Austin vote for a mayor so feckless? His only idea to deal with the homeless is to allow them to remain homeless while at the same time destroying his city." Overall, though, what this proves is just how much the cult of woke is a gaslighting campaign within the corporate news media and social media. Both of these corrupt institutions want us to feel outnumbered, but we're really not, not even in Austin. Like same-sex marriage, when woke policies actually reach the ballot box, people oppose them. California, of all places, voted down same-sex marriage. And now the People's Republic of Austin has essentially voted down, and by a double-digit margin, the woke-slash-occupy mentality that seeks to eliminate private property and cares nothing for public safety. And let's not forget that to the left the homeless are the most sacred of sacred cows. And here's Austin stating clearly they don't care about any of that. They just want their city back. Yes, even Democrat-run cities want a decent quality of life. If only the residents of those cities would stop voting for the Democrats who seek to destroy it.